Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
All waiting on manger, no crib for a bed, that the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no cry he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
All right, we could have a narrator read the birth of Jesus, Luke chapter 2, 1 through 7.
And it came to pass in the days that went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judea and unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. That was not large print, I know. Silent night.
Silent night. Sleep.
out of the book of Luke, chapter 2, 8 through 20. The narrator would read.
And there were in the same country shepherds dividing the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Praise the Lord. We have another narrator, the visiting magi, Matthew chapter 2. 1 through 6.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled with him. All Jerusalem moved. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes,
they all join our trio. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how silly see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes
sent to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. Where children pure and happy pray to the blessed child, where misery cries out, Son of the Mother mild, where charity stands watching and faith holds wide the door. The dark night wakes, the glory breaks, and Christmas comes once more.
The Visiting Magi, Part 2, I guess, Matthew chapter 2, 7 through 12, if we could have the mail read that.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not be bringing to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. Have a reader read Luke 2, 25 through 35.
Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. When he came by the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to light the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at the things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
Reader, read our adoration of Anna, Luke chapter 2, 36 through 38.
There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Samuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow, about 84 years, first departed not from the temple, but she was God with fasting and prayer night and day. And she, coming at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Praise the
Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Sound Angel.
the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations true. The glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, 9 through 12, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. If you don't know this song, just go ahead and act like you do. Let's see if you can sing. One small child. One small child in a land of a thousand. One small dream of a Savior tonight. One small hand reaching out in the starlight. One small city of light. One king bringing his gold and his riches. One king ruling an army of might. And candlelight, one king bringing us light. See him lie, cradle beneath him. See him smiling in the storm. See his mother praising his father. See his tiny eyelids fall. The endless night, one small light from his face. See the shepherd kneeling before him. See the king on bended knee. See the mother praising his father. See the blessed infant. Therefore, let all the house of Israel now assuredly know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Father, praise you again, and thank you that we could do this celebration of life tonight. The celebration of eternal life. Celebration of the birth of your Son. Thank you for each scripture that we've marveled over tonight. pray again that they burn in our hearts, even as they did to the disciples on the Emmaus Road. Father, cause again that we ponder and wonder these things in our heart, even as we walk through the remainder of this week. We'll praise you and thank you again, Father, for touching each heart with the Christmas story. Thank you again, Father, that we can have you as Lord and Savior of our soul when we believe and call upon the name of your only begotten Son. We thank you for that salvation and ask that so great a salvation would just rule and reign in our lives even as we go through this entire week of celebration of the birth of your Son. We'll give you praise for your watch, care, and blessing on each home that's represented here, on each life that's here, and Father, on each again of our words that we'd speak out in your name throughout the remainder of this week. In the name of Christ we ask, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and put out our candles and someone turn off the lights while we sing. While we stand and sing, we wish you a Merry Christmas. 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 Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings on Christmas and a happy new year. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. Oh, bring us some piggy pudding. Bring it right here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here. Praise the Lord. There's piggy pudding in the kitchen. Lord bless you for being in our service tonight.